Well, first let me thank you all for giving L3 Communications an opportunity to speak here today. Being a predominantly Department of Defense communications company, it's not often that I get a chance to talk about a locally deployed or a U.S. deployed communication system that L3 has developed. I'm going to amplify a little bit on what has been briefed by Ed Walby on the communication systems that UAVs like Global Hawk use. The system I'm going to talk about is named Rover, and we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Hurricane Katrina relief and recovery efforts and what happens when you're asked to do a mission that you really hadn't planned for, asking engineers and scientists to use the tools we have and try to create an infrastructure that heretofore we really hadn't thought about. So we did get the call from the U.S. Air Force to see what we could do to help out, and obviously with the television coverage and all of that, we sent all the hardware and people we could find with really no pre-planning and no con-ops whatsoever. And when I get to the end of the briefing, you'll see how duct tape was really employed to make the system a success. But really, the bottom line here is that UAVs, along with those communications, them being organic, can really help situations like this, especially when other communication systems of this sort of bandwidth aren't available. So if we think about situational awareness, and I think a lot of the briefings have touched on this, there's just really not a lot known when you have feet on the ground. And so between the reconnaissance efforts that could be utilized, you have an opportunity to make a huge impact. And that is true for reserves and civilians, as well as first responders, search and rescue, evacuations, surveying the damage and identifying problems, be them forest fires or crime prevention or just finding people who are stuck on their roofs. And this video shows a little bit of that. I spared you the firefighting search and rescue video that my graphics team put together, but it's very similar in nature in the sense that you can see how deployed UAVs could help locate victims in a forest fire with first responders on the scene. So the hardware that we're talking about here, and it was alluded to earlier by Ed, is a organic capability that the U.S. DoD is now deploying in Iraq and Afghanistan, but is really designed and built to take advantage of whatever airplane traffic you have in the area, and that could be manned, it could be unmanned. And of course, the video is the easiest thing for a soldier to relate to without a lot of pre-planning and training. However, you know, you could use it to look at SIGINT tracks, or you could look at IR or foliage penetration, or any of the sensor packages that are on board some of the classic airplanes that were flying in theater and, of course, not in theater all across the world. This product that I'm talking about is relatively new in the sense that it's a couple years old is all. But it's multi-band, and it is completely programmable in the sense that it self-senses what radios are up in the airplane and can figure out what is the strongest signal and take the radio feed from there. We've looked at some public safety uses, and we've also looked at some police helicopter demonstrations. And I think by the end of the briefing, you'll see how this kind of technology, hardware and software, could be utilized in both Hurricane Katrina issues, but also in kind of everyday police environments. You can see the size, weight, and power here. It's a small unit. It's definitely been designed for ruggedness and is really was thought of for a DoD application, but is equally applicable to what happened in New Orleans. The real benefit of the system being instantaneous real-time video, exactly the feeds that are right above you, taking advantage of situations where there's already airplanes above you and with video sensors that are transmitting down anyway. As was mentioned earlier, UAVs weren't allowed to fly during Hurricane Katrina, and so I will show you in a minute how we adapted to that set of problems. This product was really conceptualized after a number of the people on my team saw the movie Black Hawk Down. You might remember an incredible scene where the guys in the Jeep are trying to figure out whether to turn right or turn left, and they don't have a map. There's an incredible amount of chaos, and they wind up turning the wrong direction, and they wind up dying. That's a true story, and unfortunately, you might remember there was a helicopter right above them, and they were trying to tell them via voice which way to turn. And, of course, there was a communications issue where the airplane told them to go the wrong direction. And so it was absolutely that next day that we talked about the fact that if we could have just had a video transmission from that aircraft, they would have had a map in their laptop, in their lap, and they wouldn't have made the wrong decision. And so that's the genesis of this product. It has taken quite a long time and a confluence of events for us to find a market application for this, in the sense that it really revolutionizes the way we fight wars and that we put guns on targets. But I think the time has come, and we're seeing quite a lot of benefit in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think this briefing shows how we could use it locally for domestic deployments. So you know more than I do what it was like at Hurricane Katrina, and you can see some of the images there before and after. We were asked to deploy and to provide situational awareness to everybody who needed it. We were expecting to have some UAVs in the airspace, or maybe some P-3s or other aircraft. Evolution is a small UAV, as shown here in the corner, very tiny, but it has a camera. We were expecting to have quite a lot of those out in the field, and as was mentioned, they weren't allowed to fly. So what we did, and was a young engineer who was deployed on this, he duct taped that small UAV to the bottom of that helicopter and was able to piggyback, if you will, on a manned airplane to get the imagery down. The other thing that we did was we were deployed at the top of the Hilton, a 30-story Hilton in downtown New Orleans, and they were able to hard mount a UAV with a camera at the top of the building and were able to take images from the top of the building. Now, that's not quite as good as a Global Hawk, but the top of the Hilton was as good as it got, at least for a couple of weeks there. So some of the stories here, and these charts are really taken from the Air Force, from CENTCOM. There were a couple of fires that broke out. You probably saw that on the news. The imagery that was taken from those helicopters was sent down to the rover, and we notified the authorities, and the fire was actually taken care of in 20 minutes or so. And I guess there was quite a period there where fires were breaking out and were rampant, and there was no real other reconnaissance information available to take care of that. So within 24 hours, we had video connected into the networks that were available. The system takes the live video feeds and converts it to IP data traffic that can go on whatever network is there. You know, the president stopped down there a couple of times, and we were doing surveillance for his motorcade. And then you can see the pictures here of the Superdome. I know we all talk about the people rescued, and that's incredibly important. I had the opportunity to watch one of those animal rescue shows on Discovery where they were off trying to find all those pets that were lost. And, well, you think the people were scared, those pets. It was very moving to watch that, very, very frustrating. You can see the list of things here that were rescued and identified and located and fixed. So it's very gratifying. So I think, you know, in summary, UAVs have an important part to play here. And, of course, you have to change your thinking with respect to mission planning and CONOPS and communications. The nice thing with UAVs is they bring communications with them. And so you have an organic capability, wideband capability. The system that we provide provides tens of megabits per second, many, many, many bits more than you would get in a normal terrestrial network. There are other systems that are available as well. But for our customer set, utilize some of the lessons learned in the urban combat zones of the war in Iraq. Deploying Rover 3 in a homeland security role was very gratifying for my team and our company. And, you know, I think that certainly a couple of my guys came back with stories that were hair-raising, and I can't really do them justice. I can simply tell you that the Rover was instrumental in a lot of important rescue missions. The fires were important, too, and, you know, they told stories of the few break-ins they saw and the arrests that were made and the looters and all that, too, which didn't make it on the Air Force slides. So that's my last slide.